WJTL with Sidewalk Prophets. Help me find it. Courtney Ramirez, Perfectly Loved. Good morning at 719.
Hey, good morning. Weather-wise, sunny today, a high around 70. Tonight, increasing clouds on the overnight, low around 49. Tuesday, staying pretty warm. Clouds and showers throughout the day, a high in the mid-60s tomorrow. We're at about 33 degrees here at the Junction Center.
This morning, our very special guests from Sight and Sound Theaters, Katie Miller and Jessica Brown, are here. Good morning, ladies.
Good morning.
So wonderful to have you here. And this week, it's all about Queen Esther, Katie.
Literally everything is about Queen Esther.
Yeah,
Nothing else exists for us this week.
So tell us about the writing of this, because it's been 3.5 years from concept to completion here.
Yeah, it has. We have, I know I said this earlier, but we are. I know I'm a little bit biased, but we have some of the most amazing creative teams in the world, and what they are able to pull off in 3.5 years is just absolutely unbelievable. And to see it on the stage coming to life after so much time is just, it's surreal. And it it feels like every single time you walk into the theater, there's a new element that that is added. Friday is what we like to call Animal Integration Day.
It's
a day for the animals with all of the show elements. So, you know, they've been rehearsing too for the last year or so, but it's the first time they get to be on stage with all the costumes and the lights and the music. And so it's a whole day for them to rehearse their parts. And so it's one of the finishing touches as we get closer and closer to opening.
I just love that you call it Animal Integration Day. I just love
that.
Give
them a day to practice third. Yeah. It's amazing.
So with opening night being Saturday, what does your week look like this week?
Yeah, well, for our cast and crew, who are incredibly diligent and I'm sure very tired by now, here at Jessica, they will be rehearsing probably about 2 shows a day.
Okay.
And then Thursday night, we're super excited because we have what we call our friends and family premiere. So it's the very first time we have an audience.
Mm.
And it's not any audience, but it is our friends, it's our family of all the Sight and Sound employees. So we pack the house out, and it is by far the rowdiest crowd that we have
all year long. Yeah.
So we'll be having that. And then Friday night is our external premiere, which is where we invite everyone who is a part of this, our business partners, our tour operators. We have so many people throughout the community to say thank you to. Mm-hmm. And so it's a night just to come together and celebrate the kickoff to this year, which we hope is going to be a really spectacular one.
If folks are interested in getting tickets to the show, they can visit you online.
Yes, sight-sound.com. And I will say this, get your tickets soon. We actually already have over 60% of the tickets for the entire year sold.
The entire year.
Wow. It is crazy. So if we don't want to miss you, get your tickets soon and come out and visit us.
Sight-sound.com. And this morning, Jessica Brown is with us. She's Queen Esther. And Jessica, I love what you were just telling us. And tell us again about how Esther is all about God being in the details.
Yes. So the whole story of Queen Esther, from when she starts off being Hadassah, her Hebrew name, until she becomes Queen Esther, until honestly the very end of the story, you see God's hand in all of it.
Mm-hmm.
And in our lives, it's crazy how we go through our life when we feel like sometimes we can't hear God, but then we look back and we go, oh, that was God. And he's in all of the details in our lives. And just like that, the show was created that way. There are so many details in the music. I don't think we've done music like this before. Mm-hmm. It's beautiful. And the set pieces and the costumes, everything is so detailed. And Dan Deal, the director, and Kristen Brewer, they're both very detail oriented. And so it's just cool how everything is coming together and we're all working on the details, but that's how God works in our lives, in every single one of our lives. He works in the details of our lives.
I love
that.
It's
a beautiful picture.
And I love, as you're building up to the opening night, that you got to experience the build up as well, you know, starting with just you guys being on stage. And then tell us about that experience for you.
Yes, so we start off by, you know, learning the music. And so we're like, oh, the music is so beautiful. And then we add the choreography. Oh, the choreography is so beautiful. And then you get step on stage and you get to see all of these. When I say this is the biggest set you've ever seen, it is the biggest set you've ever seen. It is massive and so beautiful. So we start working with the set and we're like, oh my goodness, this is amazing. And then we add the lighting and oh my goodness, this is amazing. And then we add costumes, and that just makes everyone stand a little taller because we're all wearing these beautiful gowns and crowns, and it's just so beautiful.
And now the only thing you're missing is the audience.
Yes.
It happens this week.
Yes.
Do you have a favorite part of the show for you, Queen Esther?
I specifically, we were talking about this. I really like the last battle song that she has in the end of the show. It's really like an anthem. It's a hard-won faith that she has in the end of this story. She feels like she can't see God. She can't hear God. Oh, I'm going to get emotional. The whole entire time, you know, she's stuck in this situation and she feels like she can't get out of it. She's like, God, where are you? And in the end, she realizes he was there all along, and all she had to do was be still and know that he was God. Mm-hmm. And so that's the best part, because then she belts out, well, I belt out this this huge song, and it's so beautiful, and it's just the best worship time on that stage.
You know what, Katie, what I always love about the folks that you bring with you is there, it's not just a show for them. Mm-hmm. You could see by the emotion in Jessica's face and in her voice that you're living this too, yeah, that you love this too, Jessica.
Yes.
And I love that. So as people come to see Queen Esther, as they're walking out the door, heading back to their cars, what are you hoping that they take with them in their hearts?
I hope that they... Well, obviously, one of the main themes of the show is to be still and know that he is God. And whatever situation you're going through, whether it's a good situation and you're waiting on an answer from God, or it's a difficult, bad, horrible situation, you think, something I was thinking about, I was listening to yesterday, was God lets you go through storms because it makes the miracles that he does that much grander and that much greater.
Right.
And so I hope that people walk out of this, if they feel weary, if they feel tired, if they feel like they're waiting on God and he's not giving them an answer, that all they need to do is be still and know that he has it.
Wow. Wow. That's great. Queen Esther this weekend, sight-sound.com. Like Katie said, get your tickets now because they're going fast.
And we want to see you. Come visit us.
Yeah, we'd love for you to come out. Guys, thank you so much for being here.
Thank you.
Mom and Dad, Jessica and Sarah, thank you for being here to support your daughter, too. We love that. Once again, visit online, sight-sound.com. Big day.